What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Greetings from Santa Claus, Indiana. And beautiful sky today, not a cloud out there, but it is cold. Oh, is it cold. And it's kind of interesting. We had the guys from the local cable company come over this morning. They installed our internet and cable TV. And, you know, they noticed the Hawaii plates on the car and said, boy, this must be a real shock. And I said, yeah, it really is. And anyway, it's going to take a few more days for me to get my office back together. We got Claire's office back together. It's going to take a few days for me to get my office back together, and then we'll be back to the original broadcasting system and not this little portable situation. Anyway, it is October 14th. It is Columbus Day, and I know it's politically incorrect to say that. We're supposed to call it Indigenous Peoples Day, but that doesn't really make much sense to me, because everybody's indigenous from wherever it is they come from. The English are indigenous to Great Britain, or Rome in some cases. The Spanish are indigenous to Spain. The Chinese are indigenous to China. Just saying here in North America, they're indigenous. Well, it's accurate. It's just a little misleading. Anyway, so today is the day when Columbus stepped on the shore in Hispaniola and loudly proclaimed in Spanish, you know, I hereby claim all of these lands on behalf of Queen Isabel. Who are all these people standing around? And then here's where it gets a really kind of bizarre. Columbus cites a prayer in Latin. Obviously, the people of Hispaniola not only do not speak Spanish, they don't speak Latin. And in it, it basically says that Columbus is under orders from the Pope to Catholicize all the lands that are being conquered or discovered, and that if the indigenous people get hurt in the process, it's really all their own fault. Shouldn't get upset about that. Well, typical European explorer, popeness type behavior, what can I tell you? And a little bit of history here. Most people don't know this part of the story. When Columbus first set out on the voyage, everybody thought he was nuts. Queen Isabella literally sold her own jewelry to fund the expedition. And Columbus asked for some concessions. He says, if I pull this off, if I find a way to sail to the Orient that's faster than going around Africa and everything, then I want to be named Admiral of the Ocean Seas and the governor of all the territories that we found. And, of course, the problem was there was that big chunk of land called the Americas was in the way. It wasn't until the Panama Canal was built that they got all of that. But the reason they call this land America instead of Colombia had to do with a gentleman named Amerigo Vespucci. And the King and Queen of Spain understood that Columbus, from their point of view, had sort of failed. He didn't find the route. He didn't find riches. He didn't find gold. What he should have done is paid more attention to those natives who were drying those leaves in the sun, because he could become the richest man in the world importing tobacco back to Europe. They had no idea it was out there. But instead, the King and Queen sent Amerigo Vespucci and said, find us something interesting. And he actually sighted and explored the mainland of the North American continent. And that's why we're all called America now. All right. So you've had your history lesson for the day here. And let's get into the news, because there's a lot going on here. Over in Japan, they're dealing with Typhoon Hagibis. Two people are already dead. This is the most powerful storm for decades. It's hitting Japan, and the streets of Tokyo were deserted. Everybody's staying inside. Shops, factories, and subways have been shut down as a precaution. The Japanese government said the storm could be the strongest to hit Tokyo since 1958. And Yasushi Kushihara, who from Japan's meteorological agency, is saying, be ready for rainfall of the kind you have never experienced. Take all necessary measures to preserve your life and safety. And apparently, there's been so much rain there, it seems to have actually triggered an earthquake near Chiba. So they're having a rough time over there. We still don't know what, if any, damage is occurring to all that stored up radioactive water at Fukushima, but I guess we're going to find out. All right, the other big news that's going on here in the world is the situation over in Turkey and Syria. And I'm going to start out here by saying that I think Donald Trump assumed that Erdogan was bluffing about invading Syria if the U.S. forces left. And if I'm right, it's a big botch up here. But apparently, 100,000 people are fleeing the area. The Turks hit Kurdish zones in Syria. The White House, of course, is threatening sanctions. Sanction you because, you know, you don't like what you're doing. And a lot of people are saying this is an opportunity for ISIS to regroup and rearm. And that may be part of what certain vested interests in the Pentagon want to see happen. It is now known that ISIS terrorists are, in fact, fighting alongside the Turkish regime forces inside Syria. So they're back. Now, Trump is trying to defend his withdrawal from Syria by saying, do you really think we should go to war with a fellow NATO member? And I think the answer to that, of course, is no, of course we don't want to do that. There's so many wars out there already. It's just like, what are you going to do? Everybody's fighting everybody out there. And when this all first started, I said, this could easily spin out of control. And I think that's exactly what's happening here. And Trump is trying to recover from his goof, because it is a goof. So Turkey has bombed a convoy of foreign journalists. That means they're not going to get favorable press. And aid workers, killing 14 in a Syrian border town. So people are dying. People are being bombed. And let's see, 5 civilians, including a journalist, died after they were attacked as they arrived at the Syrian border town of Ras al Ain that Turkish allied forces have seized. So they're trading the territories, you know, back and forth. Apparently, Trump has okayed $50 million to Syrian aid societies to try and quell some of the outrage over the U.S. military pullout and the Turkish offensive. Well, who Trump needs to kiss and make up with, of course, is the Kurds. They're feeling very much betrayed and stabbed in the back here. Apparently, Turkish-backed forces have cut off U.S. troops after seizing a key highway in Syria. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Steve in West Virginia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to say, man, these guys on the media everywhere, I mean, all over the weekend up till 3 o'clock in the morning, they have been going off on this. And I'll tell you, when you see that, you know Donald Trump's done a good thing. Those troops up in Syria, they were being used as cover. They were just up there so the Russians and the Syrians and the Turkey couldn't bomb them while the CIA used ISIS to run all sorts of operations. And now that they're unprotected and they're withdrawn, Turkey, Putin and all of them can come in and take over Syria. And that's going to be the best thing in the world for the United States, is to get completely out. Donald Trump is right on this. And like I said, when you see all these people, all these talking heads, all these networks coming on, and they're furious about this, you know Donald Trump's finally done a good thing. That's my opinion.
Well, I agree it's a good thing. And he did campaign on ending some of this military adventurism that's been going on around the world. And I would like to see it happen. The issue is, as I said before, it appears to be spinning out of control, and there are going to be repercussions that I don't think Trump and his advisors have foreseen.
Yeah, but like, what kind of repercussions are you talking about?
Well, apparently Putin is getting ready to sort of act as mediator between Syria and Turkey. Now, Turkey's been taking the position that they refuse to come to any kind of terms with Syria while Assad is in power. That was an agenda that was handed to them by the U.S. government. And now that the U.S. government is sort of pulling out, all of a sudden, Erdogan is now saying, yeah, it's time to start talking to Assad, and Putin's going to come on in. He's out there. He's calling it his deal of the century. And what is really significant is that Putin is saying Russia retains the option of sending troops back into Turkey and Syria in the event of foreign troops who have no right to be there continue to cause mischief. And again, this is a pointed reference to the United States of America. It's a repeat of what they were saying in the UN Security Council last week.
Well, I that's a good thing, though, because Russia is the only one that's been invited to come in there in the first place. U.S. is in there illegally, and
yes,
if there's any resurgence of ISIS, the Russians will take care of it and kill them. I'm confident of that, just like they did. The United States did not kill ISIS. Russia did. And to tell you the truth, I think that Trump, Erdogan, and Putin all got together at the last summit, which was what, about 3 weeks ago, and I think they planned this. So I see it as a good thing, Mike. I really do.
Overall, I agree with you. I think this is a good thing. Yeah. These wars are bankrupting this country. They are destroying America's reputation around the world. And we're literally seeing this schism open up here in the United States of America between those of us who think we should all be living in peace versus those whose personal fortunes are based on perpetual war. And just how ugly that could get, I don't know. You look at what's going on in Paris, France right now with the yellow vests, or what's happening in Ecuador, and it almost seems like the entire world is just coming to the brink of this confrontation between people who just want to live their lives and those who think that, you know, going on out and killing all these other people is a good idea.
Yeah, Mike, I agree. One other quick thing is that I just want to say, it might be good to take the position that, you know, we just need to get out now no matter what, because something could happen with this impeachment or something else, and then we may never get out. We may be stuck in there another, you know, 5 or 10 years. So even if there may be some bad things initially that come out of it, it's better to get out now. Just withdraw right now and get out of there. Trump has finally done a good thing, or at least half of a good thing, and hopefully he'll withdraw more troops from other areas. And, you know, I'm going to call the White House tomorrow and applaud him, you know, just for making all these people mad.
Yes.
So anyways, that's all
that's
I got to say.
There. All right. Yeah. Thanks an awful lot there. We're going to let you go here. And we have another caller on the line, Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called 10 minutes ago, there was another host. They were talking about the Second Amendment. Apparently, they had a guy who very knowledgeable about the Second Amendment. But he made a fatal mistake. He said that the Second Amendment, well, at least this is what I got from him when he said it, that the Second Amendment does not cover knives. And I beg to differ.
Yes.
The Second Amendment makes no special mention about firearms or knives. It's arms. The right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Okay, now, knives are weapons. I use them all the time. I'm a knife man. I'm very good with knives. I can throw a knife at 20 feet away and hit the guy square in the head with the blade first. Okay, so this guy was saying this, fine. Then he jumped over to this ongoing civil litigation between Posner, you know Posner from San Diego?
Yes.
And
yep.
Apparently Posner won the lawsuit against the guy with no jury. Now they need the jury to decide the amount of money that Posner is entitled to based on a libel suit that he filed against the guy, what's his professor, okay?
Wolfgang Halberg.
No, he was not mentioned. This guy never mentioned Wolfgang. I know him very well. I correspond with him. I know Wolfgang. I speak German fluently.
Okay.
So I speak with the guy. No, he was not mentioned, at least now, on your the past show that before your own. So I was wondering, how come this Posner kid shows up, Noah was his name, shows up in Afghanistan, killed in a mass shooting. Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, I know
picture.
a lot of people saw the picture, and they think,
well,
yeah, it does appear
me.
To be the same kid.
Mike, I have his picture. I use a special software match each part of the face. It's him. There is no doubt about him. Okay. I have, like, what you might call the facial recognition software. Okay, so I ran his picture, and I put it, superimposed it over the other one. It's him, okay? So how can a kid die twice in mass shootings? That's my question. Secondly, why wasn't this guy Fetzer allowed to produce, exculpatory evidence to get him out of this problem with the, you know, the libel suit? Because according to law, he is entitled to the process called discovery. Now, the discovery process was denied to him for some reason.
Yes.
What I would have done if, what I would have done if I was Fetzer, I would have asked for bringing the bodies out of the grave of these kids, part of the process of discovery. And no judge would deny that because the whole case rests on this. And I would say, fine. You think I'm guilty of libel? Fine, let's go and exhume the bodies. Let's find out what is in that coffin. And I tell you what, I would have won because the judge would have denied me the request. And the denial itself would have been a win for me. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, okay? So I don't know. If I think about these things, why can these lawyers think about these things? I mean, they're trained in this business. I'm not trained in this. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm sure that there has been a tremendous amount of pressure brought to bear on everybody involved in this case to just, you know, keep it hidden, make it go away. I mean, you don't even need to think about exhumation of the bodies. The big question is, was that school even active at the time? And the indications are, that's exactly right. The school had been, it was closed.
Mike, the school was decommissioned in 2008. It's in big bold letters. You find it on the internet. It has been decommissioned because it had problems, structural damage, and all kinds of stuff, mold all over the place, cracked stairs, no handrails, no nothing like that.
So Mike? Mike, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
We'll come right back to you after these few words from our sponsor.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
All righty, welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Mike in Brazil. We're talking about the Sandy Hoax shooting and all the lawsuits that came out of it, and some of the people who were spooked by the lawsuits and backed down, like Alex Jones. But you're absolutely right. The indications are the school was not actually in use at the time this mass shooting was supposed to take place. We know that, first of all, from Wolfgang Halbig himself, who pointed out, he said, look, it's all being used for storage. There's mold everywhere. And we also know that from records of internet access from that school, which stopped in 2002. So
yeah, Mike, you're right. Thank God you got me right after the commercial because I got disconnected, so I had to call right back in. So okay. Anyway, yeah, you're right about this because the internet records, not only the internet records, but the phone records show an absence of any activity whatsoever. So how can a school fully functional not have any telephone activity, let alone internet? Because everybody now is using internet.
Of course, they can't. The problem here is there is so much at stake on this case from the government's point of view. I mean, the government dares not ever let the American people think that, you know, they're being lied to, even though we are. because they're trying to stay in control. And clearly they're afraid right now because of social media and the internet, shows like this one. And you can just see every day they crack down harder and harder and harder. And we're losing our First Amendment along with our Second Amendment. They basically want to create a society in which there is the official news directly from the view screen on your wall, and then everything else is just automatically by default, you know, pardon me, a lie.
Yeah, well, this is exactly what I was saying, because the way they attack people now, they file libel suit against people who question. I mean, the guy wrote a book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, okay? So based on that book, the guy's got sued for libel. My question is, okay, the dispelling myths, okay, let's go and exhume the bodies, because no paramedic was allowed to enter the school, meaning nobody has actually seen any dead body in that school, which is enough reason to doubt, okay? That's crucial. So let's go ahead, let's obtain a court order to exhume at least one body to find out if somebody's really buried in that grave plot. Now, not only that, but the thing is, guy Posner, or Posner, whatever they pronounce his name, he was also pictured as having been killed in a mass shooting in Afghanistan. I have his picture here. The same kid. How can a kid die twice? You know? And not only that, but making reference back to the other show before your own. Okay, the guy said that the Second Amendment covers military weapons. True, it does, because
that's the
purpose of the Second Amendment, is to cover the right of people to keep and bear military-type weapons, not hunting rifles, because every rifle is a hunting rifle, okay? Every one of them. And the guy made a good point. He said, why do they call them assault weapons? Why don't they call them defense weapons? Because they're used more in defense situations than they are in assault situations. So the characteristic of a weapon to be called assault or defense depends on the situation in which you use it. Now, if you use it to defend your own home, of course, it's called a defensive weapon. Now, if you use it to assault a bank, to rob a bank, then it's called an assault weapon. Now, since the incidence of people using military-style weapons to assault banks is practically zero, most of them use handguns, they make no sense. I mean, I really get really, really, really mad when I hear these people, the gun grabbers, trying to justify disarming a population just like Pol Pot did. Anybody that wore reading glasses, Pol Pot executed them because he thought they were intellectuals because they were wearing eyeglasses. And so did Mao Zedong. Okay, I don't know about Stalin, but I know about Mao Zedong. He killed everybody, executed with a shot in the back of the head because they were wearing eyeglasses. The same thing with Pol Pot. Probably got the idea from Mao Zedong. So, you know, I'm thinking, I hope this guy is hearing me. I hope he's listening to your show. The Second Amendment protects the right to keep and bear any kind of weapons. Swords, knives, slingshots, you name it. Anything that's included in the category of weapons, okay? The Second Amendment protects it. And no O'Rourke or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama can deny that right to the people. Just because some lunatics go out and shoot up a school, that's not a reason to go and disarm the people. It's just like saying, we have a couple of drunk drivers, let's ban all the cars because people drive drunk, okay? So I don't want to be deprived of my right to drive because some idiot goes to a bar, gets knocked out completely, and then goes behind the wheel and drives and kills some people. So, you know, anyway, what I have to say.
That's a good analogy. Anyway, Mike, we got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials.
All right.
And we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And with reference to what Mike was saying about, the so-called assault rifles. Ooh, it's an assault rifle. The actual statistics are that long guns, like the AR-15, the AK-47, are actually among the safest guns because they don't get used except at the target range. Reason the gun grabbers are focused on those weapons is because those are the weapons that would allow the American people to resist government in the event of a confrontation. That's what it's really all about. They're afraid of us. The people in Washington, D.C., I mean, look how psychotic they're behaving these days. They're really afraid they're losing control of the American people. And they are, because we've been lied to too much. All right, let's grab another phone call here. Jim in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You know, we were talking, at least you were talking about Donald Trump and his situation in Turkey. His problem was, and he has a lot of problems, he didn't look at the big picture. He just thought, I'll take some troops out of Syria, and I'm doing something that my supporters want. But what does he do the next day, a few days later? He's sending 3,000 troops to Saudi Arabia and weapons. So how does that make sense?
Yes. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. In fact, what really made it look weird was the fact that he's sending them more of the same weapons that completely and utterly failed to protect the refinery attack.
I would agree. And as far as the president of Turkey, this is a guy who you do not play around with. Do you remember back in 2015 when he was able to shut down the military base in Turkey?
The yep.
American military base? In those bases, or that base, they have nuclear weapons.
Yes.
You know, and I'm wondering, and this is something I mentioned to you last week, did Trump do this as a favor to the president of Turkey, or was he concerned about his businesses in Turkey being taken over?
I think probably it was a combination of the both of them, but the question I think I responded to you last week was, why aren't the people who are supposedly managing Trump's fortunes getting out of these war-torn areas? Because obviously you're looking at high-risk targets. That as people get very unhappy with Donald Trump, they're going to start. I mean, they're flinging missiles already at each other's ships. It's only a matter of time before some of Trump's buildings get hit.
I would agree. Now, finally, do you think Donald Trump should be charged with war crimes, considering what's going on?
That's a good question. I think the answer should be yes. I don't know that it is, because I don't really know war crime law. Basically, war crimes are something that the losers in the war have to deal with. I mean, hardly anybody that's on the winning side of a conflict gets charged with war crimes.
Right. And finally, how many allies do we have now? Everyone's pissed off with America.
Yeah, that's a big problem. We don't have any allies left. That's definitely a big problem. I mean, you know, we've angered Iraq, we've angered Iran, we've angered Syria, we've angered Afghanistan.
And our European
friends. The only friend we still have over there, of course, is Israel, and that's only going to last as long as we continue to send them weapons and money.
Right, right. So, well, Michael, you take care.
Thank you very much. I will, and we're going to switch over to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I can answer the war crimes question there. It seems like presidents are immune to being charged with war crimes because you have to prove intent, and they always seem to say, "Well, I meant well," or the other excuse they use is, "I had faulty intelligence." How many times have we heard that? So,
oh yeah, we heard that all through Iraq.
Yeah, it's hard to make that one stick if you say, especially since the United States, because we're the knight in shining armor riding the white horse. But hard to stick that on any president, especially while they're in office, because of you have to show intent. But what I
yes.
called about was Sandy Hook. Talking about Sandy Hook here, some interesting things. I talked to Paul Preston, who's part of Agenda 21 Radio, Red State Radio, and him having a past in school administration, he pointed out to me that the school was a non-operating school, but improved it that there were no work orders in this school whatsoever, which is impossible because kids tear up stuff left and right. There's
yes.
always stacks and stacks
yes.
of work orders that have to be fixed, you know, maintenance, repairs, and none whatsoever. So that's proven fact that this school was actually shut down. It was dormant.
Yes.
Number two, of one of your listeners was calling in about the cemetery. Did we see the bodies, all this stuff? And I assume there's some technology out there, whether it's sonar to bounce off, but I would assume there's a way to go into a cemetery and to visualize down below a body. I got a
ground penetrating radar.
Yeah, I got a suspicion you got a cemetery out there with a lot of sandbags in them.
Yeah.
Cenotaphs. That's my guess.
Yeah.
And the last but least, I didn't let you know that evidently Jim Fetzer is on to something, because he's pretty much banned. I have found nothing from him on YouTube anymore. So was his last book, Sandy Hook and other things. There's nothing more of Jim Fetzer on YouTube for videos.
Okay.
He's on to him.
Well, we're all on to him right now, and the question is... I don't find the title of the book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, as libelous in and of itself. It must have been something that he recklessly wrote inside the book that could be said, you know, this is definitely libel, and we're going to sue. Again, just beat him down. I mean, this is going to wreck the rest of his life. And this is a guy who spent his entire life working in school safety. And he's basically being punished. He's a victim of the government's lies and deceptions, just like Claire and I are. You know, we never got the life that we had worked for because, you know, we pointed out, you know, it doesn't look like Vince Foster killed himself. It looks like he was murdered here. Anyway, I understand you're taking over for John Steadmiller today after my show. Yeah. If you want to make a little preview announcement.
Yeah, I'm going to cover items that I did not cover on my own show yesterday, Sunday. I didn't follow my own advice, Michael. I had a little problem with dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, and I totally crashed yesterday, cramped up, and was unable to do my show. So I'm essentially going to do my talking points are going to be what I didn't discuss on Sunday, but a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I'll be there.
All right, well, that'll be just fine. I understand, you know, the importance of talking points and having them in order and everything. And unfortunately, when I got here, I'm still using a relative's home to do this broadcast from. And I power up the old Windows 10 machine, and the first thing it says is, Open Office is updating. And all the talking points I had left over from Friday disappeared. So it was a bit of a panic pulling the show together here at the last second.
Yeah. Can I throw something by you real quick here?
Sure.
I was sending you and a couple others a response, a comment to an article about the LGBT agenda, LGBTQ agenda, and it was really strange because I do believe some of my words were pulled out before I could actually finish it and send it. And I could not send it to you or anybody else. It took a long time to actually get it out there. But there must be an algorithm of words, I assume there are, that for some reason somebody decided, I got to look at this email that Steve is sending, and shut me down for a while and pretty much froze up my computer. It did go to draft, and I could send it later, but initially it would not allow me to send the comment to you or anybody
else.
Well,
I mean, look at the evolution of what's going on. I mean, first of all, they had the corporate media under their control. Now they're pushing for social media to be completely brought under their control. And the last phase of this whole situation is going to be to not let us share ideas in email. And so I'm not at all surprised that this happened.
Yeah. Well, that's it for me. I'll see you in a few.
All right, yes, and we're going to switch over to James in Long Island. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I remember, I mean, months ago, you would do a solid 5-10 minutes on international news, and especially news from the Middle East as these wars were heating up you know, in Syria. And, you know, the last several months or so, I noticed you barely touch the topic, and then somebody calls in, and they take you off topic.
Well, they didn't really take me off topic, because I still have the stuff here in the talking points list. And, you know, as soon as I'm done with your phone call, I'm going to get right back into the international news. But being a news program, I'm driven by the available news. And if there's a lot of news about blood and gore and guts and everything, that's going to get covered. And, you know, if there isn't, you know, I sort of have to follow the lead, if you will, and say, okay, it's a slow news day. And it's one of the ugly ironies of working in talk radio that the better the news, the worse your show is going to be. And, you know, the worse the news is, the better your show is going to be. And that's kind of a hard, you know, situation to deal with.
Okay. Well, let me give you my take on what I think is going on with America's green light to Erdogan to invade, basically to invade northern Syria.
Yeah.
What they want to do is they want to wreck any cooperation or an emerging semi-alliance between Turkey, Iran, and Russia.
Uh-huh.
because
I
if,
don't
if,
think they're going to succeed.
Yeah, because you see, if Turkey invades northern Syria, right?
Yeah.
Assad wants to respond because, you know, Turkey was absolutely horrific in allowing ISIS to train on their territory and from their territory to invade, you know, Syria. So I don't know what Erdogan's ambition was. Maybe he, you know, he wants to reestablish the Ottoman Empire and he wants to carve out a Syrian territory for himself.
I agree with the latter part. I agree that he wants a certain hegemonic domination over that part of Syria. But in terms of reestablishing the Ottoman Empire, that is simply not practical at this time.
Right, right. In other words, a mini reestablishment of the, you know, with like slices of Syria, not the entire empire, because that would be impossible.
Correct.
Now the other aspect which I don't recall you mentioning, recently there was a Max 2019 exhibit in Moscow where the Russians showed their latest aerospace technology.
Yes.
Fighters from, for example, the new Sukhoi Su-57, the Su-35, the Su-30SM, also the new MiG-35 and the Yak-130 trainer. Now, all of these aircraft are at the cutting edge.
Yes.
And they vastly outperform, you know, especially American aircraft, which... you know, which apart from the F-16 and the F-15, which by the way were designed in the 1960s, right?
Yes.
These planes are obsolete, and as we speak, they are rotting on their runways, and there's crashes. You know, every week, you know, you hear of an F-15 or an F-16 crash.
Yes.
And of course, the F-35 is a dud. You know, my friend
it's a
Pierre
disaster.
Spray. Yeah,
it's a boondoggle with a capital boon.
My friend Pierre Spray, who. You know, who I know when he was working in Grumman, you know, we come from Grumman Aerospace. And, you know, he has, you know, expressed his opinion on many, you know, venues and shows on TV and radio that this was a $65 billion boondoggle. It cannot fulfill its mission. It cannot maneuver. Even a MiG-21, which is a 1950s vintage Soviet, you know, aircraft, cannot maneuver an F-35.
Yes. Well, the F-35, let's be honest here, the F-35 was never really designed to be a dogfighter. It was designed basically to be a stealthy weapons delivery platform, but its sensor suites don't work, and now the Germans have figured out how to track the thing. So, yeah, it is. It's already obsolete. It's not even in service yet, and it's already obsolete.
Yeah, and even the F-22, there's problems with the F-22. Now,
yes.
Let me give you, I think in 2011, right, there was an air meet at Edwards Air Force Base. They invited the Indian Air Force, right, with their Su-30 MKI. Now, this aircraft was designed... in the early 1990s, when Sukhoi, on their own, right, they didn't get any funding because, you know, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia was in economic shambles, right? So Sukhoi, on their own, they used their own funds and they actually borrowed to develop a follow-on version to the Su-27. It was the Su-30 MKI with thrust vectoring, right?
Yes, they have thrust vectoring engines. I remember seeing it demonstrated.
Yeah. And there was an air meet, right, where they had the Su-30 MKI, right, that was basically designed in the early 90s.
Yes.
And they were taking on in simulated dogfights the F-18, F-15, F-16, right?
Yep.
And the Su-30 MKI, and this was in 2011 at Edwards Air Force Base. And in simulated, there were 22 simulated dogfights, right, between the Su-30 MKI and the F-16, F-18, and F-15. And the Su-30 MKI with Indian pilots, they achieved a 21-to-1 kill ratio.
Oh, boy. That's
okay?
impressive.
Now, the
that
only,
is very impressive.
The only loss, okay, was the basically the Indian pilot made a mistake. He made a mistake, which he shouldn't have made, and an F-16 was able to get him, okay?
Yep.
Now, after this was over, the Indian delegation, they wanted a chance to go up against the F-22, right? They were begging the Americans, well, let us dogfight against the F-22. And the American delegation said no, because they knew what would happen.
Yeah.
Now, since the F-230...
James, got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Terrific.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking with James in Long Island. We're going down the fact that the Russians, and for that matter, the Chinese, are building some amazing weapon systems. Now, that's not saying that, I'm ready for us to go to war with anybody. But if you are an aviation enthusiast, it's amazing to see this stuff work. And there's a lot of YouTube videos out there showing the latest and greatest of what they're doing. I saw one the other day of these two Russian aircraft, thrust vector, you know, literally like doing this dance number down the runway, you know, and pivoting around each other. And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay.
Yeah. Now since the SU-30 MKI, which was designed and built for the Indian Air Force, mm-hmm. the Russians have developed, or the Sukhoi Bureau has developed the SU-35, which is a tremendous advance over the SU-30 MKI. And this is widely considered to be, right now, the best aircraft in the sky. And this is another reason they were very upset when Turkey bought the S-400 air defense system, which, by the way, there is no match. The Patriot missile is two generations behind.
Yes.
The Patriot missile isn't even as good as the S-300, let alone the S-400. And now the Russians have actually deployed, in the testing phase, the S-500 in Syria.
Yes. Yes.
So they were extremely upset when Turkey bought the S-400 because they know that they have nothing even to even come close. So they want to wreck the emerging relationship between Russia and Turkey because they don't want any NATO country or any other country to get any ideas about buying, you know, Russian military hardware. This is what they're terrified of.
I think their concern is both the F-22 and the F-35, their reputations are based on their stealth capability. And if it comes on out that in point of fact, these air defense missiles are able to, you know, target and lock on, and we know that that's already been done once with the F-22, we know that Germany did it with the F-35, I mean, the whole program is dead. Nobody's going to spend that kind of money for an aircraft that can't dogfight and can't stay stealthy. And
exactly.
Whatever was used against that Iranian refinery, it blew right past all those American supply defenses. So Trump sent more of the same thing that kind of failed. But meanwhile, Russia, they already have missiles that can get past any American air defense. They've already gone past that point. They're building new, heavily armored nuclear submarines. We can't get into a war with these people. We shouldn't get into a war with these people because we're going to lose.
The latest Russian aircraft, the MiG-35 Su-30SM and the Su-35 and the Su-57, they all have L-band radar in their wing roots, right, which is low frequency.
Yes.
They can detect stealth targets.
All right, well, listen.
It's been great. I wish you a tremendous show, and all the best to you and Claire. You're doing a great job.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.